Listening to KBOO Portland 90.7 FM, K282BH Philomath 104.3 FM, and K220HR Hood River 91.9 FM. I'm Aaron J. Bernard.
And I'm Brian Pritchett.
Coming up tomorrow morning on KBOO at 7 o'clock is Democracy Now! With Amy Goodman and Juan Gonzalez. At 8 o'clock, it's Voices from the Edge with Joanne Hardesty. At 9 o'clock, Teresa Mitchell hosts Press Watch, the news you're not supposed to know. At 9:30 on Fight the Empire, host Per Fagering speaks with Michael T. Klar about his article, Big Oil in Retreat, which argues that the dynamics of the energy industry may be changing in a way that could sink Canada's vast tar sands enterprise in a sea of red ink. At 10 o'clock, Chris Andre hosts Air Cascadia. At 10:15, it's Flashpoints with guest host Kevin Pina. And at 11 o'clock on Between the Covers, David Nyman speaks with local poet and critic David Byspiel about his collection of essays called A Long High Whistle. Thank you, KBOO members, for your generous support. If you're not a current member, you can become one right now by going to kboo.fm and clicking on Donate Today. Have a great evening.
It's time for KBOO News from the Boo with
Mike
and
Monica Beamer.
This is Kristen Yount for KBOO Radio. I'm speaking with Adam Carbonelli and Tim Rice. Want to talk to you about the upcoming Cascade Media Convergence. Upcoming Cascade Media Convergence is happening in November. It's happening at PSU. The Media Convergence is a great way to learn about how to get involved in all kinds of media. So, Adam and Tim, welcome to KBOO. Why don't you give us the rundown?
Hey. The Cascade Media Convergence is the second time it's going to happen. It happened last year. It's a regional gathering of grassroots media makers. There's going to be people sharing what they do with their work, what media they're using to organize communities. And also, we're hoping to have an element of training people who are maybe activists or maybe they're not active yet, but they want to learn media skills and they want to use that to further organizing in their communities.
So let's just take it back to basics. We're talking about media. Media can pertain to all types of things, from print media, radio media, film media. What kinds of media are we talking about here?
Yeah, the whole spectrum. I mean, last year we had all kinds of stuff, video, radio, like lots of radio last year. We definitely consider art and music part of that. Last year we had a couple that were focusing on, Hip Hop Caravan, which Mike at KBOO was a part of. Just a wide gamut. We had about 26 workshops last year, pretty well, tried to spread it pretty well between, different genres of media. We're kind of like, we ask for a submission, so it's kind of what we get. We do curate it to a certain degree. We also try and incorporate media strategy beyond just, creating media, but also how you use media to affect change and what are the most effective ways of using media. We have several acts, workshops, different speaking engagements that are happening. Maybe the keynote event of the weekend is Walida Imarisha, a local Portland activist, and Adrienne Marie Brown, who are part of this project, and also this book that just came out a few months ago called Octavia's Brood, which talks about using science fiction writing for social justice ends. And part of what they do is, like, they have this anthology they put together, but they also put on these workshops where they kind of create these narratives through these workshops they do. And they're going to be part of the weekend this year.
Fantastic. So who locally in Portland is sponsoring the event? Who can we expect to see there?
KBOO is taking part. X-Ray FM is we're in conversations with a lot of people right now about specific what part they're going to play. I assume Right to Dream, Right to Survive Radio will be involved again. Ibrahim has been one of our organizers the last couple of years. PCM, Portland Community Media, is one that we are in discussions with about doing a hands-on training. So last year there was like 67 groups or so in total that participated in some way. And it's hard to say exactly at this point, 3 months out, how many there'll be, but we hope it'll be in that range again.
So are you looking for people, local people, to table, or maybe not local people, to table or get involved or volunteer? What levels can people who are already parts of small media outlets get involved?
Sure. Yeah, so there's many ways to get involved with the conference. The simple, kind of first and easiest, foremost one would really be to go to the website and just start off doing a simple registration so we know that you will be accounted for there at the conference. The link for the conference is cascademedia.cc. That's cascademedia.cc. And again, the name of the conference is Cascade Media Convergence, and second annual CMC is taking place at Portland State University November 14th and 15th. So as far as registration, from there you can, put yourself down as an individual, put yourself down as an organization, put yourself down as somebody who wants to help with various things as far as proposing some kind of presentation or workshop. We also need people who are very solid facilitators that can help with some of the strategy breakout sessions, which is a really big feature of the conference, which we'd probably like to talk about a little bit more. And then, of course, there's simple, kind of day-of stuff that will be going on. And people wanting to get involved any further, though, we can always use help getting all kinds of various donations. We work with the CMC through a nonprofit called the Northwest Alliance for Alternative Media and Education, and we definitely want to get more people involved on various projects that that come out of the conference, because this isn't just a conference. This is really about having kind of a larger networking strategy session in the Northwest, West Coast, and nationally as well.
So people should, if you're already involved in media in some way, if you're already volunteering or you work for a paper or you even if it's just your school paper or a newsletter or a blog, anything like that, you should register for this. Or if you have some sort of governance in the media that you're working with, you should ask your employer, the person you're volunteering for, whatever organization you are, and ask them if they are going to be involved with the Cascade Media Convergence, because if they are, then you might want to get involved through your group, right?
Yeah. And again, there'll be plenty of tables there, so that'll be another thing on the registration form to do that. And just want to note, too, the conference is it focuses on media for social justice. So you can come to the conference as either a media maker, as an activist who does media, or as somebody who wants to learn more about these issues, how to get more involved, and especially with, the whole media angle.
So you have a small group or a coalition, or you're just a budding group of troublemakers or happy larky people, then you can come. And if you're part of an organization, you want to get involved and you want to learn how to spread your message and get other people involved, this is excellent. There'll be training, there'll be networking, there'll be you'll get exposure, and maybe we'll learn how to not expose ourselves so much. Is that part of it?
Yeah, I mean, the CMC, it's a showcase for community, good community-based media that's going on, and also it's a space for people to connect with each other. You know, we want to, like, have things come out of the conference, so we put aside time to specifically let people discuss things they might want to work on, specific projects, things like that. And the Northwest Alliance, the sponsoring organization, is, as you said, a budding, hopeful, aspiring coalition of Northwest media groups trying to do this network building, this interconnecting. Like, that's the mission of the organization. We've got, our group, this organized the CMC. We also are making closer connections with TOA, which is the radio station in Olympia that's part of Media Island. So we've kind of got two little footholds. Also, like B Media Collective, a video collective, is a group that's associated with us. So, yes, we are an aspiring media coalition, and this is the main project of it at this time.
That's a thing to get involved with now while the roots are being formed and the inroads are just baby inroads, little capillary inroads.
Yeah.
What else can we talk about? We have, like, 5 more minutes.
Sure. Okay. Can I just share, contact information?
Okay, why don't you share some contact information?
It is info@cascademedia.cc is a way to get in touch with us. If you want to ask any questions, if you want to propose something, anything you want to know, that's the way to get a hold of us best. And the website is www.cascademedia.cc.
So I have a question. Are you going to have, like, hands-on stuff there? I mean, for people who run, like, open source stuff on their machines, is there, like, maybe there's a way to get, like, open source software or try to, like, have a setup about, like, how you can set up your own media situation, like, in small spaces? Have you considered something like that?
Yeah, we're recruiting different groups to be part of that, and especially if there are groups that know that, we want them to be part of it. We haven't been so much in contact about open source groups, but we are recruiting them. We definitely have been in contact with radio people and video people. We will definitely try and incorporate hands-on sort of tech-based stuff. We did have a hackathon last year that some people at KBOO were part of. We're hoping to maybe revive that in some form this year. I can just say that, yes, we would like that particular thing to be part of it, and we'll see if something comes up.
Yeah, okay, so everyone heard that, right? Hackers, people who know how to use technology, let's break it down. Let's do a little bricolage here and try and form networks. Piece together some networks in unconventional ways. That's what I meant by hacking, not anything bad hacking. But yeah, so all the nerdy hackers out there, come bring your soldering irons and, hook up with these people so that we can get something going and, like, a solid solid media structure in the Northwest, right?
The idea is that, a consortium of some sort, and that's the aim of the conference. That's why it's not just a conference. So, again, we just encourage everybody to make sure that they go to the website, check out all the details that will be up and coming and updates for the conference. There's also a Facebook page. If you just look up, the Cascade Media Convergence, we have a page. And then from there, there's a Facebook event page for that. Again, the registration can be found on our website. It's cascademedia.cc, cascademedia.cc. And the second annual Cascade Media Convergence is happening November 14th and 15th. At Portland State University. So look out for more details, and we'll probably have a really cool opening Friday night event that is TBA. That'll probably be special as well.
Right. Well, thank you so much for talking to us at KBOO, and KBOO is going to be very much involved with this. So
Absolutely. KBOO is a big part of this. Thanks for having us.
Yeah, well, thanks so much for talking to us tonight.
You are tuned to KBOO Portland. The time is 5:59. Up next is Occupy Radio. Some important messages first, though, so stay tuned.
KBOO is a proud sponsor of the 4th Portland Renters Assembly and their March for Housing Rights. The Assembly is on August 26th at the Midland Library from 5:30 to 7:30 p.m. There will be speakers on the housing crisis and community organizing, personal stories, large and small group discussion about political strategy, but also defending and otherwise supporting each other. Snacks and childcare will be provided. The March is on August 28th. It starts at City Hall at 6 p.m. with a rally and ends at the Multnomah County Building with another assembly. The theme will be Housing Rights for All and will encompass everything from homelessness to affordable housing to tenants' rights to at-cost public housing. More information can be found at kboo.fm under Community Events or portlandrentersassembly.info.
You gotta fight for your right!
This is Occupy Radio, covering stories of resilience and resistance, integrating activism into our everyday lives.